Well, we'll get to Joe Biden and the documents, the dumb, fogged up, weird Joe Biden. We'll get to him. We'll get to the Oscars. We'll get to Eric Adams. He's on the move. He's got all kinds of plans coming and going. We'll get to Tom Brady. We'll get to Santos. We'll get to Bezos. We'll get lots to get to today. Very important that we get together every day and get the real story behind the story on everything. Hey, Joe Bartlett, how many people do you think listen to AM talk radio every day?
Quite a few, I would think.
Yeah. Now, let me give you some numbers here. How many people watch cable news on television, all the different cable news? It's about 10 million. All the cable news networks combined, it's about 10 million people. How many people do you think read newspapers every day online?
Fewer than that, right?
No, actually, it's 25 million.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the online newspapers, the Post and all, even the Times.
They're
doing pretty well. So it's 25 million read newspapers. How many people would you say watch network television?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 20 million.
Not bad. 28 million watch network TV. But you're right. That number's dropping as we speak. How many people listen to AM talk radio? 63 million.
Wow.
63 million. How many people listen to AM and FM radio in a week?
Well, it's got to be 80 million.
No, it's 156 million.
Oh, my God.
So, this is, you know, people say, who listens to AM radio? 63 million people. So it's compared to 10 million who watch cable news. It's big. Everything is shrinking a little. But AM, FM radio is actually from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the most used medium of all, bigger than TV or the internet, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's still pretty big. You know, somebody sent me this article about how radio is dying. It's from a broadcast trade magazine. It's all about radio is dying. This is from the June 1966 issue.
So, you know, all the money they pay for cable news, I mean, that to get 10 million, it's not cost effective.
Well, actually it is, because believe it or not, they don't make their money off ratings. Big top cable news network, advertising, commercials, maybe that's $400 million a year. But the real money is in the cable subscriptions. The cable companies pay a fee, like 1 cent a subscriber, 2 cents. So the cable fee for a network could be $3 billion, $4 billion a year. That's where all the money is. So that's why when they boycott ads on a network, doesn't mean anything. 95% of the revenue is coming from the cable subscriptions, not the advertising. So, but the Oscar nominations have come out. They were careful to mix all the big box office blockbusters with the art house type films. And I like this Top Gun, 11 nominations. That's going to be, first of all, that's not going to win anything. I mean, how's it going to win? Tom Cruise, straight, white, male. He's not going to win anything. Who's going to vote for that? Seriously. Elvis movie, straight, white, male. Not going to win anything. So this is going to be the most woke voting ever. You saw Top Gun Maverick, right?
I did, yeah. Look, I liked the flight scenes. It was really dramatic.
Yeah, that's the problem with a movie like that. It's the flight scenes that are unbelievable. The rest of the movie, who needs it? The Elvis movie was great. But again, you're going to have to be transgender something. I'm sorry. If you want to win anything, that's the way it's going to be. So let's get to Joe Biden. Would you admit that no matter how dumb you thought this guy was, he just gets dumber?
Well, maybe he's not dumb. Maybe this isn't just, I forgot that paper. Maybe, I had that for a particular reason, and I'm just too dumb to bring it back where it belonged.
No. He's really, really. First of all, if this were you, and after all this whole Trump classified documents, and you realized you had them in your house, why wouldn't you just take them and throw them in the fireplace and burn them? Why wouldn't you just get rid of them?
Well, that's a crime, wouldn't it be?
Just taking them was a crime. He wasn't president. He did not. You know, Trump had every right to take those papers. He was president, and he was president as he moved them to Mar-a-Lago. Remember, he got to Mar-a-Lago and was still president for even another hour. So he had every right to take them. Biden had no right to those papers. The second he left the building with them, he was committing a crime. So, and again, the guy is the shadiest guy in the world. He's got all these influence peddling schemes and scams going on. Why wouldn't you just throw him in the fireplace? Why wouldn't you have Hunter do it? I mean, what's he got to lose? He's already under 19 criminal investigations. So the problem is you have people that are really dumb and you have people that are really crooked. But when you're both, it makes life really difficult. You know, if you're going to be a real crook, it's hard to do when you're really dumb. And, you know, there's some people that are just dumb and they know they're dumb. But, you know, there's some people that are really dumb, and they have no idea. They think they're geniuses. We all work with somebody like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't look around. I'm not looking at anybody. But, you know, you've run into people that are just morons, and they're usually somehow they're in relatively high positions, and they have no idea how dumb they are. So this guy's dumb. This guy's a crook. And he's nasty, too. I mean, he's really nasty. Usually, if you're going to be that dumb and that crooked, you try to be a little charming so you can get away with it. And I love how they keep telling you that there's no special treatment. Here's Merrick Garland today with another statement. There is no special treatment for Joe Biden. So let's go over this again. When it was time for the FBI and Trump, they raided the place with machine guns, tanks, bazookas. They threw the whole Trump staff out. They threw his lawyers out. They made him stand out on the lawn. They seized the building, threw everybody out, kept it for like 12 hours. They went through everything. They went through his kid's room, little Baron's, well, little Baron, he's like 6'5 now. They went through his room. They went through the wife's closet, through her underwear drawer, just like Pauly Walnuts did to Adriana in The Sopranos. So with Biden, the FBI allows Biden's attorneys to be there for the search. They didn't disrupt anything. I'm sure they didn't go through Jill's underwear drawer and all her stuff. I'm sure they haven't raided Hunter. Hunter Biden lives somewhere. Why haven't they raided his place? I mean, he had access to all these documents. So obviously there's a double standard. Hey, and by the way, when they say there's no visitor logs, people are now saying there are visitor logs from the time he was senator and vice president, that there were visitor logs and that they were classified, and they're being hidden in the archives. The House committee that may investigate this will try to get access to those. So that's pretty sleazy stuff. And I love this White House press secretary. My two favorites are George Santos. You don't like her? She's great.
Oh, she's useless.
No, she's great. She's consistent. Never gives you a straight answer.
Yeah.
She's cute, smiles, gives you a big smile. And, you know, the other one, Psaki, Jen Psaki, so nasty, just glares at you. She can't stand you. This one looks perky, cute, smiles. She's got like a Kelly Ripa kind of thing without the evilness. And this one's not evil, just dumb. She's perfect for this situation. There's no explanation you could give on this, what Biden did. There's no way to justify it or explain it. So get somebody really dumb who can't think or talk. There's no better way to cover this up. Listen to her.
And he was very clear with the response of what we're currently seeing. And he says, I take this very seriously. He said, I didn't know that the documents were there.
They're all over his house. They're everywhere. They're in the library. They're in the bathroom. They're in the garage. He didn't know they were there. I love my favorite one. Remember he said somebody, it could have been somebody misfiling things?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, misfiled.
Now, what secretary or assistant who's doing filing, I could see you put it in the wrong folder, or it doesn't go in this file cabinet, it goes in that. But what assistant said, let's go out in the garage, we'll throw it on a table there. Let's put it in the library on a table. Let's scatter them around all over the house. There's more of her.
The DOJ requested that the search not be made public in advance, in line with its standard procedures, and we did adhere to that.
Yeah, she's great. I love this. She's so stupid. You can't blame her. You know, she's so dumb she believes this.
First of all, she's got that binder in front of her. She just reads the answer from there. Somebody smarter than her types it up for her. But you got to think maybe Hunter Biden was going through those things because Joe, he's dumb, but he's smart enough to know you have to handle classified documents with a certain amount of attention, care, and carefulness. Hunter, yeah, just put him in a garage. I've done with him.
Yeah. Oh, that's what the DOJ is ignoring, the fact that these were Hunter Biden's documents, too. He lived in the house. He officially declared it his residence. He was living there for remember when he had the virus and he had to quarantine? He was at that house. Oh, yeah. So they're letting him off the hook on these documents. Who did he bring in? Who did he show them to? But I love this press secretary. See, and when you try to get a press secretary that's kind of your type, and Biden's the dumbest guy in the world, and you find somebody even dumber. This one's great. Look at Jen Psaki. Leaves, gets a job at MSNBC. She's pretty smart. Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaves, now the governor of Arkansas. Where's this one going to go? She's too dumb to even be on The View. She's not going to get anything. She's just like my favorite. I love George Santos. You see the latest thing now? There was an attempted assassination that he survived. Good for him.
He can make him up really good, can he?
He's great. I love this. Keep this guy around. Now, tell me the difference. He lied about his education. He lied about volleyball champion. He lies about the season. Okay, what's the difference between that and Biden telling hundreds of lies a year? He lied about his uncle getting the Purple Heart. He lied about his son dying in Iraq. He lied about the train conductor. He's always lying. What's the difference?
Well, Democrats can lie. Republicans can't.
Yeah. But Biden originally launched his career by lying about having 3 academic degrees, which was a total lie. He lied about having a scholarship, being first in his class. All these things were lies. So I can't see the difference. I don't understand the difference.
Maybe it's the degree to which he exaggerated his background. Just a little bit more.
He said 1 degree. Biden said he had 3 degrees. He was first in his class.
Got the corn pop story wrong.
Corn
right?
pop, yeah. And then recently, he talked about getting, when he was vice president, was it his uncle? Getting him that Purple Heart and how hard he worked as vice. Well, it turned out they checked. The uncle died like 12 years before he became vice president. remember the story about Angelo, the train conductor? That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. The train conductor, he knew, he took that Amtrak so often, he knew his name, Angelo. And Angelo came to him one day and said, "You've now ridden 1 million miles." He said, "I was vice president at the time, and the Secret Service were there." And Angelo said, "It's 1 million miles. Here's your 1 million miles." Well, they checked when he told this story happening. Angelo had died like 10 years earlier, had retired 20 years before the story could have taken place. So he's just a complete liar. The worst. So the real question is, and we'll talk about this throughout the show, how the hell did we end up in this world? The dumbest guy in the world is president. You get 330 million people in the country, and we picked the dumbest guy in America to be president. Now he's not only a moron, he's got Alzheimer's setting in. It doesn't know where he is. We got the world's worst governor ever. We got, I can't say he's the worst mayor ever. He's just kind of a goofball. How did this happen? What's going on here, Joe Bartlett?
I don't know. The election system is not getting us the best qualified candidates, I guess.
Something really wrong here. And not only are the worst people ever in office, but they're coming up with stuff we never even imagined. You know, it used to be, they're always pushing this or that. And it used to be they were weak on crime. Now they're totally pro-criminal. Not pro-criminal. Shoplifting all over the place. You know, store owners tell me stories. I said, "Well, you got security guards. Why don't they do so?" And they tell me stories about when the security guard jumped in and wrestled the shoplifter, the police come and take the security guard to jail. I've heard a number of these cases. Jeez. The criminal is let go immediately. The security guard, you know, usually the store owner can try to get him out, but that sometimes takes 24 hours. The security guard goes to jail and gets arrested. So that's why they're not doing anything. It's happened a number of times. So the security guard's not going to touch anybody. So this is the problem. You got shoplifting all over the place. Not only are they creating a crime wave, you got this moron, Kathy Hochul, falling for all this crap, you know, banned gas stoves. There's no reason on earth to do that. Actually, the long-term plot, Democrats are like communist China. They have like these 20-year plots. They want to switch you to electric everything, cars, stoves, everything is electric. That way they can control it. They can decide, you know, you've driven enough for 1 week. We're shutting it down. They can shut off your oven when they want. They can do all that. They want you totally energy, electric. Everything's on a smart appliances, smart cars. Government can control it. They're already talking about doing it, starting it in California right now, being able to shut off your electric car when they want. Anyway, we'll get back to all of this. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. Joe Biden started off, before becoming just an out-and-out liar, he began his big political career as a plagiarist. Watch this. This is a bunch of news clips from back when he began. You will not believe the plagiarism this guy tried to get. He made up whole fake stories about his life, his background. This is Joe Biden, not Santos. Watch this clip. Hey, also, here's another clip. Watch what Ronald Reagan thought about Joe Biden. Watch what Ronald Reagan thought about a president, Joe Biden. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Dave, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing very well, thank you. Mark, there's a report from the New York Daily News that says Mayor Eric
Daily
Adams
News
has done his own newsletter.
Joe Bartlett, did you know there's still a Daily News?
Somewhere out there, there's a Daily News. I don't
A New York Daily News? I didn't even know that existed anymore. So what were we saying? Mayor Adams has a newsletter?
Yes, he just began a newsletter called Hear From Eric, H-E-A-R, because of the fact that he thinks that there's distorted press coverage, all the while ignoring the homeless, the rampant crime in New York. A Channel 5 meteorologist, I believe, got beat up on a subway.
Yeah.
All of that is ignored because he wants his own newsletter, Hear From Eric.
Yeah. What do you think, Joe Bartlett? Now, small town mayors do this. Have you ever seen that from a mayor, a newsletter?
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I send you letters, yeah.
Yeah, I was just reading the Greenwich, Connecticut, the Fred Camillo, great mayor there. He has a newsletter. Town has a new beach pass system. There's going to be a new concert series. Now, what kind of stuff would you put in the Eric Adams newsletter?
Where he went to dinner? Maybe do restaurant reviews?
in the small town... you got like 40, 50,000 residents. You email it. You hit a button and it goes to all 40,000. How do you do this in New York with 7 million people?
Well, the other thing, I think the cost was like a lot of money. A lot of money to create this newsletter.
Yeah. And why is it a lot of money? It's basically just emailed, isn't it? Or you put it up on a website.
Well, I mean, you have to develop a system. You have to get it out there. I mean, if somebody has to write it for you, I guess. I don't know. But the cost was pretty high.
Yeah, it'll be some newsletter. There'll be no accomplishments section. There won't be any talk of crime statistics. But hey, the latest with Eric Adams, the migrants come here. It's a relatively simple problem. It's a horrible, annoying problem. But figuring it out, you got people and you got to put them somewhere. I guarantee if Ron DeSantis had this problem, he'd figure it out in 2 seconds. Adams tries putting tents at a beach in the Bronx. They try to explain to him a beach in winter. You can't. So then he sets up an incredible tent system on Randall's Island. We still don't know why they wouldn't go there. And then the third system was to send him upstate. Now, what's the fourth one? The new plan is put him on cruise ships?
Yeah, the ship terminal in Brooklyn.
On the ship or in the terminal?
In the terminal for the moment. There's no ship there.
Oh, yeah. You can't put him on a cruise ship. Because if you went on a cruise and they said... 16 homeless people were defecating in this cabin for 4 months, but we've cleaned it. So a ship terminal in Brooklyn. Don't they need a ship terminal? Aren't there ships coming and going?
Yeah. I don't think at the moment there's any ships, but...
Well, actually, it's a good plan. They can use these ship terminals since Buttigieg clogged up the supply chain and there's no ships coming. You can use the terminal. Yeah, that's a great... This guy is... I'll give him credit for one thing. He's not taking a big, strong stand on crime. But boy, he's standing up on that gas oven ban because apparently he's a cook. You're a real cook. If you know what you're doing, you can't use electric. You got to have a gas stove. No professional chef will ever use an electric stove. No restaurant has one. Always gas. And apparently Eric Adams is a good cook. So he said you can't cook on electric. So he's fighting. Where does he cook, by the way? Gracie Mansion.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, or
that's the first time I heard he was a good cook.
Previous home. No, I believe it. I believe it. Look at the way he dresses. He says he pays attention to things he's concerned about. So, crime, no. Let's go to Mike in Long Island. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Mark, listen, Republicans in New York State need to figure out a way how to get the black vote. If you look at blacks overwhelmingly vote Democrat, the governorship was won by the black vote, and I would argue that the Democrats are not as much pro-crime as they are pro-black vote. You know,
well, yeah, but you're oversimplifying it. You know, it used to be, there's an actual number on this, if, you know, Republicans average like 1% of the black vote, if they could get that up to like 8%, there's all sorts of statistics. That's all they need for it not to affect their election. It's a combination of all different ethnic groups. And I think Trump at one point got it up to like 11%, which is why he was able to win. So you only have to get a certain percentage. And you can do it other ways. It's also a case of the media. You know, a lot of people just don't pay attention to the news. They watch Lester Holt. They watch the evening news. That's all they know. And if you don't know, you would think that Trump was just committing crimes all day long. If you're just a casual viewer, you put on the Sunday show, you put on the nightly news. Biden is a wonderful man who would never tell a lie, and Trump is a criminal committing crimes all day long. And you actually get that impression. And they do the same thing in New York. You know, they convince you that Kathy Hochul is doing a fine job. They should have been all over the corruption, that totally corrupt stadium deal. What was the other corrupt deal she did? Oh, the vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Companies, right. Yep.
We had a great vaccination company with a great contract. She threw them out and brought in a whole new company that was going to charge triple the price and had never made vaccines in their life. total corruption. If they had played that up, the election would have been different. But a lot of casual observers thought she was okay. They didn't realize how crooked, how incompetent, and that's what really affects the elections. Hey, we'll talk to Bill O'Reilly next. This will be interesting on 710 WOR. Yes? No? Oh, no. Wrong. Sorry. with us right now, Bill O'Reilly, the number one television host for decades and the number one best-selling nonfiction author in the world. His latest book, Killing the Legends. You got to read this book, especially if you love Elvis or Muhammad Ali or John Lennon. It's an amazing book. And, of course, you can get his TV show every night. Everything is at BillO'Reilly.com. Go there, sign up, become a member, BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good. Working hard this morning, just like you, Simone, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta make a living.
Now, there was Trump derangement syndrome a lot of people had. You are in your column here. Think you might have Biden derangement syndrome?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I wrote a column on BillO'Reilly.com, as I do every Sunday. And I said, I think I've got it. And there's no vaccine.
Yeah.
I think I've got Biden derangement syndrome because every time I see this guy on TV, my hands clench. I mean, it's just, he's so bad, it's beyond bad. Well, you know, it's in a zone that I've never seen before as a historian / journalist. Usually, they'll fake it. You know, politicians will fake it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to solve the problem. Oh, yeah, we've got a solution. He didn't even bother. It's like, the border's secure. Don't worry about it. No, it's a fentanyl. Don't worry about it. We got it under control. No, violent crime all over the place. Nope. No, you don't have to worry about that. Economy, you know, layoffs now starting. Nah, don't worry. I'm fixing the economy. And I'm just going, you know, and he gets away with it in the sense that there are 40-45% of Americans who think, you know, he's doing a good job, according to polls. It's just insane.
Well, but you can't really blame them. They're being lied to by the media that keeps covering up.
How dumb can you be, though? How dumb can you be? I mean, all you have to do is look at the pictures on the border and look at the stats that, you know, 6 million people have come over in 2 years to the United States. Then they shouldn't have done it. And he's just allowing it to happen and does nothing about it. I mean, yeah, the media is going to lie to you, but that's been going on forever. I'm not giving these folks a pass, but it's Biden himself that drives me nuts because he has no interest in solving very vexing problems. He doesn't have any interest in doing it. And he just sits there. Yesterday, he had nothing on his schedule.
What?
Today,
wait.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. He showed up to work yesterday, Monday at 10:40. From Delaware, and today he's got a reception for newly elected Congress people. That's it. Okay, now, how do I know that? The White House has to put out a public schedule of events every day, and I get it, and I report it on the No Spin News every day. And the guy, you know, according to schedule, works about 2.5 hours a day, which is what I think he does. I think he takes a nap. The guy is just not engaged, and that's causing me to have Biden derangement syndrome, which I don't want to have. I want to be able to analyze fairly, you know, what the guy's doing, but it's a disaster.
So who really runs Joe Biden in this administration? Is it Obama?
We reported last night it's Susan Rice. There was a power struggle, I understand, between Chief of Staff Ron Klain and Susan Rice, the chief domestic advisor to Biden. And Rice won. Now, you don't hear from Rice much. You don't see her. She's kind of very background. But she's best friends with the Obamas.
Yeah.
And it makes sense if you look at the line that Biden is so far left and Klain is more of a, you know, practical guy. He's a lefty. He's a progressive. But he's more of a practical guy. And he's leaving. And it's not surprising he's leaving. He wants to make money. He wants to go on a lecture circuit and all that. But Rice is running Biden right now.
But Rice really is just the coach on the field, right? Who's the owner of the team?
I don't know. Rice is more than that, though. She's pretty bright. I think that Rice herself, if you look at her public statements, all the things that Biden is supporting, all these far-left things, equity, all of the race-based stuff comes from her.
Yeah.
And the legalization of marijuana from her. All the left-wing stuff. I don't know if there's any. I don't think anybody's pulling her strings, but I do think she consults with Barack Obama often.
Yeah. Well, most people suspect Obama of being. But is it like a committee? Is there a bunch of George Soros types involved?
No. It would be very contained. Obama's very shrewd and smart. He's not going to put himself out there. If somebody would leak something, he wouldn't ever sit in a committee. It's him and Michelle against the world.
And the document scandal kept quiet for all those months. Why did it all of a sudden come out? Is somebody trying to wound Biden?
I don't think that's what it is, but we'll know in a month when these House hearings get underway. It's an excellent question. You know, why now? Why did they kind of go in November starting to look for classified documents?
Yeah.
What was the driver on that after all these years? They were sitting in the boxes, and now we learn it goes all the way back to when he was a senator. So why now? But nobody can really authoritatively answer that question. It's got to be done under, you know, testimony, sworn testimony.
Hmm. So Democrats tend to be practical, though. They let crime get totally out of control, inflation go totally out of control. It's killing the citizens. Don't they realize at some point that's going to do them in?
You know, the progressives really control the money that flows into the party, so they've gained editorial control as well.
Yeah.
So moderate Democrats don't have much of a voice anymore. You see Manchin pop up here and there. He looks like he wants to run for president, by the way. But the real drivers of the Democratic Party are now far left people. You know, the Soros brigades are the ones that fund the party. Gates and all these people, all the social media titans, Hollywood, Spielberg, Katzenberg, all these people. That's the big money in the Democratic Party, and they're all far left people.
Yeah. But these are brilliant, brilliant guys. You know, Katzenberg's a brilliant guy. How can you be that smart and be that far left? How does that happen?
I don't know. You know, I know that culture in Hollywood now is just bad as it's ever been. So if you're even a moderate, you have a hard time getting hired. It's almost a progressive litmus test on these movies and TV shows. In order for them to hire you, you have to be in the Kool-Aid brigade. And, you know, there are exceptions to that, but not many. And you ask anybody in Hollywood, and they are just frightened, you know, to talk politics unless there are a left-wing loon. If they're even a moderate and they say something that the progressives don't like, they could get fired. And then if they get fired, everybody in Hollywood knows why, and it won't work again.
Well, everybody should go to BillO'Reilly.com because that's where you can get the column. That's where you can watch the TV show. You can get the Killing series. The latest book is Killing the Legends. It's a riveting book. You should get the book and sign up, become a premium member. You get all sorts of stuff there. And what's on the TV show tonight?
Well, we're going to leave with this gun stuff because we can't get stats. My belief is that the liberal cities like New York and Chicago are not enforcing gun laws.
Yeah.
I got one stat from Adams's office that's pretty harrowing. 75% of those arrested on gun crimes are out on the street. So if you're not going to enforce gun laws, and it makes perfect sense because most of the violators of the gun laws are black, and that's what that's why they don't want to enforce the law anyway, because they think that the justice system is unfair to African Americans. So unless you're going to, if you're not going to enforce gun laws, you're going to continue to have this insanity where every 3 weeks there's another 12 people dead.
Well, that's what.
And go ahead.
No, I was going to say that we're out of time, but that's why you want to watch tonight. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. Yes. You can watch the show there. Sign up, become a premium member. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it, Mark. Talk next week.
Take care. Everybody check out the webpage. We've got some great stuff up there. Joe Biden, not just a liar, he began his career as a plagiarist. Watch these old news stories from the 70s. You won't believe what this guy tried to get away with back then. Hey, also watch this video, Ronald Reagan on Joe Biden. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. Well, we got lots to get to in the next hour. We'll get back to our dumb politicians. How the hell did we end up with these people? We'll get to Eric Adams and the migrants as he stumbles and bumbles around trying to figure out what to do with them. We'll get to Biden and the documents. We'll get to Tom Brady. We'll get to, did Jeffrey Epstein get killed in prison? More on that coming up. We'll get to Jeff Bezos. I think he wants to get rid of the Washington Post, and we'll explain why. Coming up. Hey, don't forget, at noon, it's Buck Sexton and Clay Travis. Boy, this has become a great show, Buck and Clay. You really learn a lot in those 3 hours. Then at 3 o'clock, you got the number one most listened to radio show in America, Sean Hannity. Jesse Kelly's excellent every night at 6. Nobody's better at covering the whole world than John Batchelor every night at 9 o'clock. I'm here every day, 10 to noon. Hey, also, don't forget, you can always listen to this show anytime, day or night. Just get the podcast. Back right after the news on 710 WOR.